Hello, this is the rest of the news with Dr. Frank Simon. Dr. Simon, he's kind of taking his time today, and we're going to hopefully we'll be able to see him before the end of the hour. We just have to kind of wait and see. But basically, my name is Matt Singleton. I'm a guest, and I have a ministry on the internet, www.biblesmack.net, BIBLESMACK.NET. And we'll just be, shooting the breeze, talking about some different subjects. And you're welcome to call in here. What's the caller number? Okay, well, anyhow, we have a guest call line, and we'll be giving that out, and people can talk and stuff. Got a lot of different things that we've been working on here with the American Family Association. One thing is that we have petitions out right now, and this is dealing with the sanctuary cities. Now, a sanctuary city is a city that is decided, well, in our contemporary context, okay, but basically a city that has decided not to enforce federal immigration laws. And as a result of not enforcing the immigration laws, you get a lot of, illegal immigrant workers and things like that. Basically, there's a large population of undocumented workers, they call them, who typically, they don't break any other laws than that. And so business owners really appreciate using these people. And essentially, that's really the motivation for it. But unfortunately, when you don't enforce laws and when basic laws break down, there's a problem. So basically, with the sanctuary cities, the problem is that not only do you have undocumented workers, and I know that there are there's many people who, really on a personal level, they're very nice folk and all that stuff. But there's a problem that happens with it, and that is the fact that people have abused crossing the border and perpetuate drug abuse and different things of that nature. So we end up getting in a sanctuary city. We end up with a lot of drug trade going on. And basically, when you look at the city of Louisville over the last couple of years, especially with this idea being implemented, you see a lot of drug abuse, and you also see a lot of murder. And while not every murder is the same, and, all those different things, but basically, you have a large population. I mean, scores and scores of people have been dying, especially from the drug heroin as of late. So you have a huge amount of drug abuse going on and people dying from the drug abuse. And then you also have a large number of people getting murdered. It was over. I mean, at the very minimum, it was probably around 114 last time I checked of last year's statistics. And yet we constantly are hearing more and more of this. This is an epidemic, and it is just a plague on our society right now. And yet, you kind of wonder, what can we do? Well, one thing is, obviously, we need to get our officers and our government to enforce the law. And so we've got a petition. This is a statewide petition, not just in the city, but a statewide petition dealing with that. And if you go and check out the American Family Association, you can call them up to get information at 893-2444. That's 893-2444. And you can sign the petition, you can get online, you can also get special information that will help you out with that stuff. So basically, that's been one thing that's been going on. Another issue that I've taken up with is the issue of our education system. Now, the last couple of years, they implemented a school system called Common Core Curriculum, and they actually had one or two subjects that were under a different name, but it's all really the same program called Kentucky Science Standards. Now, the state government took these both in, and they were really bedfellows of the same type and stuff, but basically they've taken those in, and now officially the Kentucky has incorporated these, and now it's Kentucky Academic Standards. So essentially, when you deal with Kentucky academic standards, what you find is a lot of problems. You have the one-size-fits-all classroom. You also have, let's say, risky academic ideas, such as the idea of fuzzy math, where we don't have concrete mathematics, but they're just teaching the kids, well, you could try it this way, or you could try it that way, or you could try it that way, or you could try it that way. And the problem is that, you know, it's one thing if you're dealing with, you know, college students about that kind of stuff. But, you know, young people, elementary school age, they are in a developmental phase. And so basically, when you try to show them this, you're really kind of going against logic. And, you know, math is the basics of logic. So, you know, they have to understand basic logic first. And years later, they can develop into that kind of stuff. But essentially, also, there's a lot of leftist propaganda being pushed. In the science department, it would be two things. One is evolution taught as fact. In other words, that it's settled science when, I mean, number one, evolution is about historical science. Historical science can't be settled fact because you're not doing experiments 10,000, 10 million years ago. You're not observing anything in the past. You're making calculations. So you're making guesswork about the past, and so it cannot be settled science. The other big one is global warming. And global warming has been really challenged, especially in the last couple of years. There are thousands of scientists out there who have argued against global warming at some periods. So and also, what have they done? They've changed it to climate change. And I'm thinking, but we always knew there's climate change. Every single season, there's a new climate. So, you know, basically, they've been wrangling all this stuff out. And really, that one was for the idea of these environmental laws where you can control businesses and tell people what to do and really destroy the idea of what we call the Fourth Amendment that gives us private property rights. So basically, a lot of leftist propaganda from both those issues. And also historically, they really are attacking people as far as America's founding fathers, accusing them of racism constantly and different things like that. So that's kind of like the curriculum thing there, and we're going to do something about it. But first, let's go back to our host, a great man of God. I really appreciate him. Dr. Frank Simon, how are we doing?
Great. I really appreciate Matt Singleton. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Hey, you know, you got your program on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to get this program on the internet, too.
That'll be good.
So we'll see what happens. Well, I appreciate you getting here on time and making up for me being a little late. What I was thinking about is there are a number of important problems in America today. You've been mentioning a lot of them. And the other thing is we have the answer to the problems, mm-hmm. and that is for conservative, pro-family, pro-faith, pro-freedom people to work together and combat this by writing letters to the congressman. Of course, lately we got prayer back in the Kentucky schools, and we're busy getting Bible studies and conservative things like creation science.
Yeah, you know, we're about to talk about that. Basically, there are two different formats, maybe three, I guess, a curriculum package we're working on, what we call the Truth Warriors Project.
Yes.
And two are from Answers to Genesis. One deals with creation versus evolution in science, and also the other one deals with apologetics. But then there's also another group called Wall Builders, and that focuses on our founding fathers and great stories that were
yes.
really essential to American history that have been taken out because, you know, perhaps there was too much of a Christian context. In other words, they want to rewrite history.
Yeah, they're against faith. They're against Christianity. So they make up false ideas to try to convince everyone that what is true is not true.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like, for instance, one thing that's hilarious to me is the idea of, like, I've heard people talk about, like, Some of the curriculum saying that this was like, you know, Muslims helped found our nation.
Oh, please.
And I'm sure that there were a couple, and I mean literally a couple Muslims that did things back then. But honestly, 98% of our population was Protestant. If I'm wrong, it's still in the high 90s. And basically, the rest was Catholic. There wasn't even an atheist population.
Okay, if you can, call in 571-0970. And we'd like to hear from you. We're going to have to stop for a break now.
AM, The Answer.
Dr. Simon is still here. He let me start us off here. I wanted to kind of make a point. This apologetic stuff is very essential, especially for the youth with where we're going. A lot of ideas, when they trickle into a kid and they start, you know, the kid starts thinking about them over a period of years and they grow up with them, what happens is that one idea leads into another. Okay, the idea that man is descended from the apes and that ultimately all life came from nothing, came from dirt. The problem is that then they think, okay, well, I'm just a body, not with a soul. I'm just a body and I can do anything with my body. It is like a robot that I could just program and reprogram. And of course, one of the big problems with that is that you don't know how to program your body. So essentially, this led to the drug culture where people started experimenting with drugs. And then also the idea that people don't really have a truly free will if we're all a bunch of chemicals. And so you started coming in with socialism where people don't solve their own problems. Instead, you have the nanny state, the mama state that will take over and take over your life. All these things started getting implemented, you know, and the idea that we have this crazy earth, and you see, nature's the problem. I'm not the problem. I don't have to have personal responsibility. No. It's nature, it's society, it's all these external things.
Right.
We gotta shake heaven and earth, but you know, don't worry about me and my issues. Don't judge me. You know, so basically when they start going into that attitude, well, what happens is you start messing with responsible people, and at the same time, you're not helping irresponsible people.
You know, Matt, last Sunday we were in our Bible study, and we came to Philippians. Yeah. And I looked up, you know, tried to find out what's going on with Philippi today. Yeah. And apparently, it says the city was abandoned, and there really isn't any Philippi now. And it says a French traveler went through the area in the 16th century, and there was nothing there but ruins. And it was used by the Turks as a quarry. So, you know, you've heard Bridget Gabriel talk about how the Muslims came in and bombed her house and kind of ran them out of Lebanon, which used to be a Christian nation, and just took it over, more or less. Mm. And it seems to me the same thing happened to Philippi. The Muslims, the Turks, and the other Muslims came in and just murdered the Christians or pushed them out.
I'm doing research for a book where I'm going through a lot of church history. And basically, when you look at where Paul went, most of his stuff, I mean, he did a little bit over, he did a lot over Greece, but like, you know, most of his stuff was in Asia Minor. Okay, and basically a lot of these ancient societies and stuff, after, you know, a period, they all became Christianized.
Yeah,
and that was good. And the Eastern Christian Church, the what they call the Eastern Orthodox Church,
yeah,
they dominated the area. But then these hordes of Muslims came through, and they were nomadic people, and so it was easy for them to move and to be militant, and they just took over the areas. They would take over things like Constantinople became Istanbul, and they would paint over pictures of Jesus Christ and put Muslim symbols and words on there. basically most of the buildings were totally destroyed and removed altogether. But luckily, we do have some ancient Christians who were under persecution. And these Christians, they lived in caves. Mm. And so they would copy the Bible and things like that and worship underground. So we do have those at least.
Well, now, I also looked up the seven churches in the book of Revelation. Mm-hmm. And basically it said that they were all massacred and run off. Like you say, Asia Minor was taken over by the Muslims, and they, you know, called it the Turkish Empire. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it seems to me the same thing is happening today.
Oh, yeah.
In the Near East and in Europe and in America.
You know, the world is under the power of the devil, you know.
Yeah.
And basically the problem is that the devil's called the god of this world. And when Christians have a revival, they have to understand that your revival is only going to last like a flame, okay?
Yeah.
And I remember taking a missionary trip to Ireland and when I was 19. And as I went and saw, you know, oh, this castle's 500 years, that castle's this old, that was, you know, the thing is that the buildings might still be around, but you could tell it's a different spirit. And when I went through Belfast and toured through, this is in 1999. They were already having large gay rights parades coming through on St. Patrick's Day.
And well, you know, it's just, it seems to me the church has gone to sleep. Mm-hmm. You know, in Jude, the third verse, it says, contend for the faith. Well, that's what we need to do. We need to contend for the faith. Now, here is an article from Christian Action Network. And it says that right now our tax money is used to promote a movie shown to 5th through 12th graders on Islam. Mm-hmm. And it shows Allah is the one true God. That's what they're teaching in our public schools with our tax money. Allah is the one true God. And then it says, submit yourselves to Allah. Now, that's what our tax money is going for right now. The same people that murdered and massacred all the Christians because they were Christians and are doing it right now in Syria. And, you know, this brings us back to that petition that I believe you mentioned earlier. We got a mayor here in Louisville that wants to make Louisville a sanctuary city. Where if you're a Muslim, you can go around breaking laws, or if you're a refugee, and they're not going to bother you. And so if you want a copy of this petition, we have got to contend for the faith. So let me give you the number to call, 893-2444. If you call that number right now, leave your name, your phone number, your address, and we'll send you a petition. And we need to jump on this while we still got a chance. So, you know, there's a lot going on, and we can do a lot, but guess what? We're going to have to wake up first.
Yeah, and, you know, this is not some anomaly. You know, in Louisville, we're dealing with it, and hundreds of people are dying.
Yeah.
But you go to Chicago with Rahm Emanuel, and you find a sanctuary city where thousands upon thousands of people are getting murdered.
Well, I tell you, it's time to get involved. Now, if you want to get all this information and be on the mailing, we send out, Eileen sends out about one a week of what's important in Washington and what to say to your congressman. Here again, we have got to get involved because there is a lot of problems. So call that same number, 893-2444, and we'll send you the petition. We'll put you on the email list, and we'll work together, and we can take our country back.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, go ahead.
It's just so sad to me. I mean, even like as early as 2001 or 2 to 2006, we had so much more brave a Christian culture. Everybody was talking about Jesus and making a difference.
Yeah.
But now, I mean, so much of the church, you don't see any of these people. I mean, they're not all dead. I mean, they're still alive. But, you know, now that times are a little tougher, people are scared. And you need to realize that your God, if he's the true God Jehovah, if he's the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, you know, that's the real God. And
that's right.
You don't need to fear anybody. There is no fear in Jesus Christ.
That's right. Let me say one other thing. Got a letter from Tony Perkins. He says, this is our chance to take America back this year, right now. So we're going to have to take a break, and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back. I got a copy of the Judicial Watch magazine called Verdict, and it has some very good stories in here. First of all, it says that Gardasil, which is the vaccine that the health department is pushing to prevent human papillomavirus, and which causes cancer of the cervix, and they're saying that it has a lot of side effects. It says Judicial Watch has obtained records from the Department of Health and Human Services revealing that its National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program has awarded nearly $6 million to dozens of victims in claims made against the very HPV, human papillomavirus vaccine that the department is still pushing on children. So, you know, this is another part of the corruption in government.
You know, the original purpose of government is to use the sword to basically instruments to torture and kill. You know, we try to torture and kill the bad guys is what we want government to do. But basically, it's not made to heal. You know, it's just not a organization that is set up that way. And so when they try to do these things, they're usually failing in one aspect or another.
Yeah, here's another quote from this article. Dr. Bernard Galberk says that this vaccine doesn't really prevent cervical cancer. And he says it serves no other purpose than to generate profits for the manufacturers. And it's just a bad deal. And of course, you know, they're trying to make some vaccines out of aborted babies. So that's another problem that we have. And it says some of these children have been paralyzed, and actually at least one death from this Gardasil. So, and now here's another article. This is unbelievable. Under the Obama administration was funneling money into George Soros so that he could try to destabilize the democratically elected center-right government in Macedonia by colluding with left-wing millionaire George Soros. Now, can you imagine that? They're using our tax money and giving it to help George Soros. Basically, they are trying to get more and more Muslims into Europe, as I understand it, and into Macedonia. They had a huge riot against George Soros over there because the public found out that they were pushing American tax money into helping destabilize their country. So this is...
I think a good place for people to go to kind of start off with understanding this stuff. I mean, the facts are the way you just present them. But there was a documentary that we put out a couple of years ago called Agenda, Grinding America Down. And basically, we have to understand that the communists, when we say there's an agenda, it's not a conspiracy. It's something that's been open. It's historical. It's documented fact. And, you know, it wasn't so long ago, you know, when I was a little child, half the world were communist countries. Okay, they were under the communist government, the communist regime. And you would think that if all of a sudden they start just going out all of a sudden without war, okay, that maybe they still want to implement that someday. And so there are people all over the world, and George Soros is one of the richest of them, you know, who want that Marxist agenda. And
right.
The problem is the Marxist world is not the world we live in. And so you have to kill everybody till you figure it out.
Now, I think we either have or can get some copies, or we've got a partial lecture of the agenda. So if anybody wants to get a copy of that, just call that same number, 893-2444. The area code is 502, but the number is 893-2444, and ask them, and they will send you a DVD that has a lot of that in it. So that is just, like you say, the part of it. But the answer is, we're not going to just be talking about problems. We are going to solve these problems. And you, the listeners, are a big part of it. We want you to call the number 502-893-2444. Get your petition, get your DVD about agenda, and get your name on the email list, and we'll be sending you emails of the important things that are being done in Washington and in Frankfurt when they're in session. Well, we got another break. We'll be right back. Go ahead.
Well, one thing was I've been working on as a little side project. This is like a list of books that I feel like if we're just talking about going to college to find yourself or whatever, I mean, don't get me wrong, you need to go to trade schools and stuff like that and, you know how to do business. But basically, I put together a list. I called it the American English School. And the idea of that is kind of like, you know, the Jewish people have like Hebrew school, and a lot of Roman Catholics will have Latin schools and stuff like that. And so you develop your philosophy starting with your language. But in it, I've got some really good books. Noah Webster's 1828 Dictionary, where he really starts off the language so we understand it. You can understand the Constitution and the King James Bible completely just by going to that dictionary. But also some different things, Archbishop Usher's Annals of the World, World History and stuff like that. A book by Gordon Clark called Thales to Dewey, which goes the history of philosophy and things. And all these different books build up. Of course, the one thing Wall Builders put out called the, the New England Primer. Okay, it teaches kids... alphabet and stuff.
Yeah.
And basically use it, both that and Webster's incorporate a lot of biblical verses. So you have a biblical worldview that helped America get started. Some other books, Thomas Paine and some different groups, Newton. I mean, all sorts of things that build together. So you could probably look that up on the internet, say American English School, and I think it should link to my blog on biblesmack.blogspot.com.
Okay, now we want to talk about how we can turn our country back to God, and how there's something everyone can do. One thing is to call the office, 893-2444, and ask them or leave a message. You can call right now and leave a message. Leave your name, address, and phone number, and tell them you want to get the free DVD about, the one we are featuring today is A Time for Choosing, I think it is, by Ronald Reagan. And that's a really good DVD. Then we've got a bumper sticker, a Jesus bumper sticker. Maybe you've seen these around, but I think everybody needs to have a Jesus bumper sticker on their car or behind the back window. The thing is, this is the name that makes the lame to walk, makes the blind to see, opens prison doors, and sets the captives free. Hallelujah. So get your Jesus bumper sticker free, 893-2444. And then the other thing, leave your email address, and we'll put you on the email network, and we'll send you an email about once a week about what's going on in Washington. And it also has a link. You just click on that button, and it will send a letter automatically to your congressman and your U.S. senator. And when Frankfurt is in legislative session, it'll send it to your state representative and state senator. So it's real easy to do, and everybody needs to be involved in the cultural war, like that man talked about when we were on break. There are people that are against faith, freedom, and family, and they're trying to take us over. And we need to work together and push back and put America as one nation under God again.
You know, that's something that we really, in order for the society to see the truth, they have to understand that there is good and evil. There's two opposing forces.
Right.
You know, there is a holy God, and, you know, even though he's not the deity, he's not, you know, all-powerful or anything, but there is a devil.
Yeah.
And I've been engaging a lot on the internet. I mean, a lot of people have denied the existence of the devil.
Yeah, I
and
know.
As soon as you do that, you're a slave. You are a slave to the devil as soon as you deny his existence.
Well, the thing is, the devil gets inside of us and tries to control us, and we don't even know he's in there.
Yeah.
So you have to be on the lookout, tune into the right radio station in order to get God's word and to know what the devil is up to.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to call in, the number to call in is 571-0970. And if you want to get the free material, call 893-2444, and we'll send you more material, put you on the email list, and you can become part of the answer and oppose all of the evil that's trying to take us over. Okay, we talked about voter fraud. We didn't talk about that, did we? This magazine put out by Judicial Watch says that there's a systematic, well-funded effort by left-wing liberals, progressive elements that are now, including the Democrat Party, openly to essentially dismantle the election administration system in our country. In other words, if someone, a state passes a law, you got to have a photo ID to vote. Well, Obama and his Justice Department would jump in there and try to do away with, legitimate voting so that other people, dead people, can come in and vote using dead people's name and all of this stuff. And a lot of people are voting illegally, and we need to try to clean that up. That's what it says in this article. On top of that, Fitton, the head of the Judicial Watch, pointed out the Obama Justice Department took an almost fanatical approach to suppressing election integrity measures by challenging them in court. They worked through this ACLU and their leftist allies to go to federal court to challenge all of these regulations that were trying to make elections legitimate, honest.
You know, and there has been a lot of shenanigans in the past. You know, I've heard stories where they would take a busload of people and they take it from one town to another. And, of course, like, you know, if there is some illegal voting, then obviously you know that the dead people voting are, you know, probably the ones doing it. But, I do think that, like, my experience, you know, I've worked with polling elections and stuff. Overall, it's been pretty good. I think that a lot of, you know, workers in our city and stuff do a good job as far as what I see.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course, that's the only problem. It's where you don't see. And we got to make sure that, you know, every single precinct, that they have both a Democrat and Republican.
Yeah.
You know, make sure that everybody's covering this stuff. But essentially, if we don't, you know, that stuff can happen. But it is a felony. You know, when you start messing with elections, that's a felony. So, you know, if you see it happening, call the authorities.
Right, right. Okay, the number to call if you want to get the free material, the Jesus sticker, and the DVD of Reagan is 893-2444. Okay, we got to stop for a minute. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back. You know, Matt, I got a letter from Tony Perkins with the Family Research Council, and he says this year, 2017, is our year to take our country back for faith, family, and freedom. And, you know, I think we ought to do that, and everyone can have a part in it by calling the number 893-2444. And we'll send you the Jesus bumper sticker and the DVD, any information that we've been talking about. And it's all free. So call that number, 893-2444.
You know something, I remember back around 2004 when I was kind of just really getting introduced to everything. And I was looking around and I was thinking about it. And, you know, the Lord kind of spoke into my spirit. And basically, I felt that when we look at our country, this conservative movement is going to take over eventually. And we'll have the chance to restore everything. But I felt that the churches were falling apart and they would not be ready. And honestly, so far, that looks accurate, but it doesn't have to be.
That's right.
You know, and we can make a difference, okay? God has given you spiritual gifts. He's given you power.
Right.
He's given you His word, His wisdom. You can use that, and you can make a difference, and you can speak out. And He's given you worldly talents, and you might be able to do stuff with that. You know?
Right, right.
We can do this. Do not shy away, okay?
That's exactly right. We can do it with God's help. You know, Philippians says, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And, we've got, Jesus said He'd never leave us or forsake us. So He's right here to help us every step of the way. So call that number, 893-2444, and we'll get you all this material and put you in the movement with your email address and your phone number. We'll contact you by robocall when there's something important going on. Or we'll email you about important bills that are up for discussion in Washington. There's a lot going on, and we can do something about it.
And, you know, one more word about this Truth Warriors Project.
Yeah.
This is unprecedented.
Yeah.
We finally have the right to get back the truth into schools.
Yes.
And the thing is that what we need youth who are willing to stand up. And we're looking, and we need you, okay? And if you are a youth or you know youth who want to stand up, we can help you out, get started with a school program, and get these kids information that will help them to understand the Bible is the Word of God and that they can make a difference.
Well, you know, even a parent or a student or
it's an after-school program.
Yeah. A parent or a teacher or a youth, a student, anything like that, give us a call and we'll call them. And, but we need help. We need advice on how to set this thing up. So give us a call, that same number, 893-2444. You can call right now and leave your message on the answering machine. And we need advice. We need your help. And with God's help, we can get this whole thing started. So really appreciate Matt Singleton from being here. And what's your call letters on your program?
Basically, my website links to, you know, the radio and the blogs and the YouTube and all that kind of stuff. So that is www.biblesmack.net, biblesmack.net.
Okay, God bless you. Thanks for listening, and tune in again next week for the rest of the news.